The hyphenated are those, and CODA, Church of the Apostles in Seattle, is a hyphenated. It is fully monastic in that it's run by an abbess instead of a priest, and it calls itself an abbey instead of an Episcopal church, though it's under the direct supervision of Bishop Greg Rickles, who is sitting diocesan in Olympia, and who's very aware of what's going on in this. The hyphenated are those who wish to keep some of the sacredness of architecture, not as huge debts, but some sense of some of the accoutrements of both physical and spiritual of a standing tradition. And it's easier to do, again, in Anglicanism than it is in pure Protestantism, and still infuse it with the DNA of the Great Emergence. And so they are emergents who are staying with their natal tradition and birthing something that is neither. It is neither pure emergent nor is it pure whatever. And their presbemergence. The Presbyterian Church in the United States of America has been much more aggressive and wiser, in my opinion, in helping its emergent or its hyphenated congregations than has any other communion. That's not Luther emergents have also been blessed. Right now in the Episcopal Church in this country, there is the beginning of a considerable push, which is why I was at Church of the Apostles, as a matter of fact, was to meet with some people from 815, our church headquarters. There is a concerted effort now to begin to address what this means. In the UK, and part of the reason that it's going to be easier, I think, for Episcopal Church in the United States to help its emergence is that we have a clear call or pattern or whatever. The Archbishop of Canterbury, Archbishop Williams, has for some years now, five or six, as a matter of fact, been deeply concerned with the emergent movement and established it in the UK. It's called Fresh Expressions. They're not called emergent. Fresh Expressions is their name, and they are they're hyphenated Anglo-emergents. And under the Steve Craft, the Archbishop opened an office at Lambeth to oversee their affairs. And there is a thing called the Towney Report that explains how a clergyman in a Fresh Expressions church or clergywoman must and may or may not choose to interface with the sitting diocesan and still remain under the care, to some extent, an Episcopal oversight, so that and yet not have to participate in the Church of England. So there is a very active pattern there, and Archbishop Williams is famous for having said, when he read Brian McLaren's A Generous Orthodoxy, which is in a way the 95 Theses of the Great Emergence, that when he read that, his impulse was to go buy every copy that was in print, hire an airplane, and go all over the UK dropping them by airlift, that he thought it was that important. The presiding bishop of the Episcopal Church, Jeffrey Shorey, has been very positive that she sees the same thing as being necessary to some extent in this country. So the hyphenated within the Episcopal tradition, the Anglican tradition, are Anglo-emergents are in good shape and looking for even more to happen. The Presbyterians have been up and running. Methemergents and Baptemergents are still struggling a little bit, or my sense is, but that won't always be true. Hopefully, when the Great Emergence meeting occurs at the Cathedral in Memphis the first weekend of December, one of the things that will be happening is the gathering, for the first time so far as I know, of the hyphenated. The Presbyemergents, Karen Ward will be, I think, speaking. She's Presbyemergent, leader of the Presbyemergents. As a matter of fact, Karen Ward for the Anglo-emergents, and thus it goes, so that hopefully they will assemble for their first time. I don't think it's an exaggeration to say that such a thing will come close to being an analog anyway to a council of the churches, or a council of the church, perhaps, in the same way that the ancient fathers had councils in the first 500 years. Certainly the first such council was held at the National Cathedral in D.C. in May of last year, when the cathedral, with money from Trinity Wall Street, assembled leaders in the hyphenated and leaders in pure emergence in for a gathering. So this, if it is what I think it's going to be, it will be the second council. And we will see what history says in 500 years of us.